people wanna cover. Has your mom make up the fire? You be my lover, but for another. I wish I could live a thousand lives, cord and wed a thousand wives, sew the bed with golden lies, turn you to the center of a thousand thighs. Call me when you're feeling down. Call me when he's not around. Call me, let's get out this town. You know I'm down. All the songs you like are southern. I don't know when we'll see each other. You be my lover, another. Listen to the apples in stereo, rock and Pete and Paul and Mario, trouble and toil, bubble and oil, grab some potatoes and bring them to boil. Call me when you're feeling down. Call me.
Hello,
CITR!
Sorry for blasting your ears. Well, welcome back. It's been a long time.
Time coming.
But
we're just going to sing today for the rest of the show.
Yeah, sorry. We're just going to sing today. Well, welcome to Le Ritual. I'm Lily, and I'm joined with...
Bree.
Nice to see you guys again, whoever you are. I guess not hear or see, but whatever, who cares. That song that you just heard was an artist called Frog. The title is You Know I'm Down. I just discovered this song, I think, on Sunday. Shout out to the people that showed it to me because it was awesome, changed my life. It's off an album, Count Bateman, from 2019. Frog is from New York and is kind of like an indie rock band, as you could hear. And it just kind of like brings me back down to earth. Every time I hear it, I just get so like sentimental. Sentimental. And I just feel like a mourning. You know what I mean? Do you feel that way, Bree?
I do. Very deeply. That's a beautiful song, first of all.
It's beautiful.
I feel it deep in my soul.
Yeah, and it kind of, it just makes you, like, kind of emotional, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't actually taken the time to really, like, sit and be in our feelings on this show. We're always like, let's hype it up, like, let's do fun things. But, I mean, I just feel like there's been multiple blows throughout this week and this month, especially coming, I'm from the States, so that's a crazy time. And also... David Lynch passing, one of my favorite directors. Like, it's just been a mournful type of week. And so that brings us to our theme. What songs do you listen to when you're in mourning, when you're sad, when you're upset? And honestly, I haven't listened to the song that just played, like, last in a sad context, but I have a feeling that I probably will at some point. But, yeah, let's... move right along, Brie. What do you listen to when you're feeling down?
Okay, so we're going to get right into some Leonard Cohen.
All
right. Starting it off strong. Right around the end of final season, I was one morning very rough, sitting in our kitchen where we had no kitchen table because we had moved it into the living room naturally. So I was sitting on just one little chair in front of this tiny little coffee table, eating my breakfast alone, listening to Leonard Cohen, as one does. I think
staring out at our backpack that we can't even go on.
I think you can listen to Leonard Cohen in moments of joy, but I think the beauty of him is it's also moments of deep mourning, deep wallowing, and
sorrowful.
Yes, and this song specifically, one of his classics, Chelsea Hotel Number 2, I love.
Classic.
And one of my favorite lines from it that made me really want to play it is, I think it's, we're ugly, but we have the music. Mm. And that just makes me think about, like, the world and it being like, yeah, everything does kind of suck right now, but we'll always have the music. And that could mean
True.
Anything to you. That can mean the actual music.
Mm-hmm.
And it can mean something more metaphorical, like, hey, we might be ugly, but me and Lily got each other.
Hey! we got each other.
We might be dumb, but we have each other.
We got a dumb blonde and a girl that's dyed her hair pink. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. Anyway, let's get right into it.
Let's get right into
Put
it.
Put Leonard on.
Hey, he's just Leonard, baby.
He's just Leonard, baby.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed, while the limousines wait in the street. Those were the reasons, that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love. For the workers in song, probably still is for those of them left. Yeah, but you got away, didn't you, babe? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of them jiving around. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we are ugly, but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got a way I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, I don't even think of you that often.
I'm crying.
That was just Leonard, baby.
He's just Leonard, baby. Sorry, inside joke, guys. But yeah, no, that's a beautiful song. I remember in Montreal, I saw like the gigantic Leonard Cohen like mural on that side of that building, whatever, when I was on top of the mountain.
Oh yeah,
it was so beautiful.
I didn't see that.
And then I started singing the song, and then he like came back from the dead.
Oh,
and sang with me.
My God.
Isn't that
crazy?
That's
crazy. I don't, yeah.
And then I said, I'm feeling so mournful all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Because that was just, yeah. Anyway, crazy times. Well, we'll segue into the next one. Mom and Dad, if you're listening, sorry if I like mess up some of these terms because I'm about to play a swell song. Well, for people that don't know, Swell is a band that was formed in San Francisco in 1989, it says, led by David Friel. Awesome, awesome man, awesome person, great songwriter, great musician. David, miss you every day. I'm finally playing one of his songs on the radio because his songs are so mellow, and whenever I'm feeling sad or I miss David, I'm like, I'm just going to put on some Swell because it's really awesome. I'm going to play a song from my favorite album that Swell dropped, South of Rain and Snow, which came out in 2007. I thought it came out way earlier, but whatever. It's a song called Comes Right Here. It's always been my favorite, even as a kid. And every time I listen to it, I'm just like, so nice to hear David's voice. It's so, like, such a beautifully written song. And I love that there's, like, a little, like, thunderstorm in the back. It definitely gets you in the mood of sad listening. But it's not even, like, a sad song. I don't know. I can't describe it. It's just so beautiful.
You just have to feel it.
You just have to feel it. And I've been meaning to play it on the radio for so long, and I just felt that this was the perfect time, too, for our theme. But, yeah, David, this one's for you. What do you think of that song?
I loved it. That was really, really great.
I'm getting choked up in the studio, guys. It's so, yeah, wow.
I can't believe you've never showed me that band before.
You're so, I totally have.
I don't think you've ever played a song for me in my life.
Well,
this girl hates to play music.
Yeah, I really don't like to play music.
She's never doing it.
Yeah, it's like my least favorite thing to do. But yeah, no, I just, since I've got that personal connection to it, it makes it the emotions around it even stronger, I feel.
Did you tell our viewers your I'm live streaming this. Did you tell our listeners your personal connection to David?
No.
Why don't you share?
David Friel was a very close friend of my dad and my uncle, and, you know, he was like a godfather to my cousin and I, and we love him very much. And yeah, he passed, when was that? 2022, I think? Yeah, something like that. But yeah, we miss him every day. He's awesome, awesome musician, awesome guy. Yeah, I'm trying not to get like all like sappy, but.
Well, it was beautiful. He made beautiful music.
Beautiful music. Yeah, but that's me, Brie.
All right. This song is I Didn't Know What I Was In For by Better Oblivion Community Center, which is a collab of Phoebe Bridgers and the lead singer of Bright Eyes, whose name I do not know.
Which I do not know.
I do not know. I do not care. Nobody tell me. What's most important is that it's Phoebe Bridgers. This song, I just think, is very fitting for the political state that we're in. It has, its theme is basically like, wow, I kind of this feeling of I can't think of the word, but like,
sorry,
I'm overtaken by emotions. Yeah. Of like not knowing what to do, of just like, there's so much wrong in the world, and guilt of being like, of feeling like there's nothing that you can do. This song really captures that feeling that I think is very like common and universal among our generation right now. So I just think it's fitting and it's a beautiful song. So it's the first song to this album, which is a great album. So, you know.
Hey, and ain't that the truth?
Let's get right into it.
Hey, let's get right into it. This is Didn't Know What I Was In For.
My telephone, it doesn't have a camera. If it did, I'd take a picture of myself. If it did, I'd take a picture of the water and the man on the off ramp holding up the sign that's asking me for help. I got a job and I'll work here for the summer. Fold the towels and set them by the pool. Everyone looks happy with each other till they step away and say the thing they really meant. It always sounds so cruel. I didn't know what I was in. So proud now for all the good I've done. I know a girl who owns a boutique in the city, selling clothes to the fashionably late. Says she cries at the news but doesn't really, cause it's too much fun, there's too much time, and too much plastic money to be made. I didn't know what I was in for when they took my belt and strings. They told me I'd gone crazy. My arms were strapped in a straitjacket, so I couldn't save those TV refugees. When they're on their backs
in a bloody bath for the sarin gas on a screen. I didn't know what I was in for when I laid out in the sun. You get burned for being honest. I've really never done anything for anyone. To fall asleep, I need white noise to distract me. Otherwise, I have to listen to me think. Otherwise, I pace around, hold my breath, let it out, sit on the couch and think about how living's just a promise that I made.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful words spoken by Phoebe Bridgers herself.
Yeah, all hail Phoebe Bridgers.
All hail Phoebe Bridgers, for real. Wait, did you say your personal connection to Phoebe Bridgers?
Dude. Guys, my dog is Phoebe Bridgers.
Yes!
Yeah, yeah.
You said it.
My dog's name is Phoebe. Is that what you were referencing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. So, and I can see it in her eyes that she has the same musical soul that Phoebe Bridgers does. So.
I agree. I mean, yeah, shout out Phoebe, and also shout out my grandma Janet. If you're listening, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All the way from Vancouver. This is the happiest point of this episode. sorry that your birthday rolled upon the sad listening music, but that doesn't mean
joy can exist in moments of sadness.
Exactly.
Let's remember that.
Exactly. But I love you, and I hope you have a great day. I mean, I guess moving on. Okay, moving on now.
Next!
My next song is a Alberta native.
What?
But I think he's based in Vancouver, or at least says. It's Brielle Lesage. Yep. No, it's Mac DeMarco. Because I don't know, whenever I feel sad, I put on this song, and it's just so beautiful, and it never gets old. It is quite long, but it doesn't really bother me, because you know how sometimes you listen to like a 10 minute long song and by the end you're like, can this please end, like, oh my gosh. But with this one, I always listen to it straight through, and it's always, I'm listening to it, if I'm listening to this song, like, it's like, oh, she's really going through it right now. But sometimes I just like to listen to it because it's beautiful. But it's Moonlight on the River. I know, not very original, but it's off the album This Old Dog, which was released in 2017. Mac DeMarco's, like, total indie rock guy, kind of ambient now. He's kind of more like, I feel like he's kind of, like, turned away from lyrics, which is so sad because his lyrics are so beautiful. I'm just like, they're so poetic. But, I mean, I feel like that's intro enough. Everyone knows Mac DeMarco. And everyone pretty much knows this song. And I just hope that you feel like you're floating along a river in a boat. Because that's how I feel when I listen to it. So, let's get into it.
Deciding how to
you feel about it. Such strange emotion, standing there beside it. I'm home with moonlight on the river, saying my goodbyes. Moonlight on the river, everybody dies.
Isn't that song so good? I mean, you've listened to that before.
Yeah.
Me?
Yes.
Me? Who else is in this room?
Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to?
That, yeah, that's a great song.
Wait, but who are you talking to? I'm Lily.
And I'm Brie.
And you're listening to Le Ritual, for anyone that's tuned in just now. Yeah, we just played Moonlight on the River by Mac DeMarco. I cut it a little short because the end of the song gets a little crazy. And
it always freaks me out.
Yeah, so Brie was screaming at me to turn it off.
I was in the corner with
your hands over your ears.
Yeah.
But yeah, that song's just so beautiful, and I love the lyrics. And it's so such like a visual song. Like, I feel like I can follow it so clearly without like having to see any visuals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's my two cents. What about you?
Hey,
what about
back
you?
To me. Back to you. Okay. I was just, while listening to that song, deciding what song I wanted to play next. And
as we always do.
As one does while they're on the radio. And just sound-wise, I feel the song fades nicely into Quiet the Winter Harbor by Mazzy Star.
No pun intended. Fades into...
Oh! Didn't even mean to do that. That's how quick-witted I am. So, yeah, this is just a really beautiful song. I
love this song
found
too.
It in high school. It's just like a classic wallowing song.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing more to say, really.
I mean, Hope Sandoval, I think is Hope Sandoval. Yes. And David Roback are awesome.
Yeah, I beat Lily to playing Mazzy Star. She had a
I know, I had
up.
One I had one cued, but then I was like, no, this one's better, honestly.
Yeah.
But should we just play it? Should we get into it?
Let's get right into it. Everyone get ready to wallow.
Yeah.
Get
ready
to
wallow.
Fade into some wallowing.
Yes. I'm so here for that. This is Quiet the Winter Harbor by Mazzy Star.
Save me, 'cause I'm still got a harbor close to the shore.
I just wallowed.
We just wallowed
for 4 minutes. Yes, so good.
We had a wallow. So
yeah, we were seeing who could wallow the most. But yeah, Mazzy Star never goes wrong with putting you in your feels.
Yeah,
and just making you feel a little soulless sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean I don't. I'm full of soul. I don't know about this one over here.
I don't know about this freak over here, but I am always full of life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we're closing in on our last 10-ish minutes, but I'm honestly kind of bringing up the vibe, which is interesting and an odd thing to say for such a, like, not, why was I going to say that
such
word?
Such a sad episode? I don't know.
Sure.
I was going to say dreary
episode. But this is My Bloody Valentine, and it's Sometimes off the album Loveless. Like, I think it was released in 1991. And these guys just really make ambient sounds really awesome. Like, they kind of were, like, the first people, or one of the first bands to sort of, like, create this sort of genre of music. Like, Cocteau Twins, My Bloody Valentine, they all kind of sound, or they both sound kind of similar in the sense.
Kind of Cocteau Twins adjacent, would you say?
Wait, what did you just
say? I said the name of the band.
I'm sorry.
This pretend.
Oh, no, no. That's not what I meant.
What?
You said it was so funny.
Cocteau. How do you say it?
Cocteau Twins.
Oh. Cock-a-doodle-doo-twin.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Back to it. Anyway, I have got my notes in front of me.
Give me those.
My Bloody Valentine is led by guitarist Kevin Shields. Super amazing artist, great songwriter. Stop. She's making faces. And I was reading somewhere that somebody described My Bloody Valentine as doomy, and I kind of like that because I what?
Cock-a-doodle-doo. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I said that.
Anyway, I told you we were going to bring the vibe up with this one. But let's just get into it because we can't keep a straight face anymore. This is Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that we could have this moment together and cry in each other's arms.
Yeah, it's important.
It's
in
important.
These times to take a moment.
In these it's important in these times to know that the people of CITR and especially the girls of the Ritual love you very much. And we hope that you all have such a splendid rest of your day, afternoon. It's 2 p.m. now, or 10 minutes still, I guess. But we just know that you're supported here.
Hey,
and we love you.
Take care of yourselves. Hey, that's what I say.
Hey, take care of yourselves. That's what we always say.
Take care of yourselves. Take care of your friends.
Take care
of your family.
Check in on your friends in California.
Mm-hmm.
Check in on your friends who love movies directed by David Lynch.
Check in on your friends who love democracy.
Check in on your friends who value democracy. That is a great, mm-hmm. great one. And just know that we love you guys. And we'll see you.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Not next week, but the week after.
Yep.
And you know what? Next theme, I'm already predicting it. Love.
Love. Love is in the air.
Love. Ooh. We are not loveless. Love is in the air. It's going to be Valentine's Day. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And we hope you
have... get your dates ready, guys.
Hey, mark your calendars. We're
Lily
coming.
And Bree are taking you on a date.
Yeah. But have a great rest of your day. We love you. Bye.
Bye.